welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are great, yes, you are holy one.
Welcome to the pastor's portion.
Walked upon the sea.
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry, Iron Sharpens Iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
And with all singleness of heart, every heart will cleave unto you. We give you praise, we give you glory as always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This is one of the favorite psalms, I believe, for many young people who went to school.
Na eyi ye enyomukura oye ahumka ye ma obi biara wako adisuye bim.
Because you are commanded to memorize it and recite it when called upon.
Na wose hene de yebeka de masimi en ye bombozin de yebusuya na abi biara yetumaka wo ekwana wo fande ye nkan biado.
And I'm using it for our text as I talk about the subject ready for the shepherd.
Na medreye masama meka ho asem. The
Old Testament knew God as a shepherd in a manner that most people find outstanding.
Now, David, wo apam dede onimu yo obi a ohu Nyankopon de oyɛ ni banhwefo na oyɛ kwana David hu nyame ma na oyɛ nkɔfo pii wanwan.
David so wrote the book of Psalms chapter 23 talking about the Lord being his shepherd.
Na David na otro.
When you look at the blessing the shepherd offers, I believe that we must be prepared to receive the shepherd in our lives.
Amen.
When I talk about readiness to receive the shepherd, I'm not just talking about receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Na mika de ebe ye krado de ebe jatun ebe ji ogbanhwefo na atuma on trade ebe fa Ebrazi Jesus Christ de wokra na wo won kwa na wokra jinkwa.
I'm talking about allowing the shepherd of your life to guide you every day.
De ebe ma ho kwa de ogbanhwefo pa ohwe wa brabodo no de biara obobbo wa brabono ho ban na wezu kan wo azi biara.
When God guides you every day,
se nyame oji banu de biara,
you shall not want.
Bibiara ohiam.
I said you shall not want.
Bibiara ohiam.
Wherever the solution to your problem is, the shepherd is able to guide you.
Na bibia wanu yi wo biara no uguanhwefo no obotum na wo jawako ho.
So you see that the ideal shepherd or God our shepherd is a very caring person.
Na yehu de hin guanhwefo a oyɛ nyame no oyɛ nipa odwene ehu ye.
And God our shepherd will direct us into a prosperous life.
Na hin nyame a oyɛ hin guanhwefo papa no obegye hin akɔ asase anabia oyɛ pomprom na yezi ye.
God our shepherd will inspire a peaceful life for us.
Na hin oguanhwefo no obama hin abrabo no wadwe form.
Receive a peaceful life in the name of the Lord Jesus.
I receive it. Je abrabo anu hodwe wo Jesus in his name.
The Bible says he leads me beside the still waters.
Na Bible says oja hin ko ensu anu hodwe.
He leads me.
Onu na oja hin.
So I see God leading you to the still waters.
Mo hu de nyame orijaw akọ ensu anu hodwe.
The ideal shepherd cares for your social and emotional life.
Na oguanhwefo mapa no ohwe wo atenka na wo dada abrabo.
So when you are sad,
se wo rehwa,
when you feel depressed,
na se wan hum onka wo ha,
when things are not working and so your emotions are not positive,
na enzama nkoye inti watenka na wonzama nara so nkoye ya,
remember to receive the good shepherd into your life because he will restore your soul.
Amen. Kay naji oguanhwefo no tum o Sunday Obama wokran wenya asomdwe.
But when I talk about readiness to receive the shepherd, I'm not just talking about God our shepherd.
I'm
talking about receiving the under shepherds as well. Every pastor is an under shepherd. So God is the chief shepherd. He is the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd. All these things are said about God, our shepherd. In fact, he is described as the bishop of our souls. So the person taking care of us is a big person. And if you study the Old Testament, you will realize that God presented himself differently at different times to his people. So David knew God in a way that many people probably didn't know as far as being a shepherd was concerned. As you are seated here, people know different aspects of your life. They may receive you in one way and not receive you in the other way. So we are talking about God, our chief shepherd. We are also talking about the under shepherds, the pastors, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, the apostles that God gives us in the non-technical sense. All these leaders are under shepherds. They are leading us under God. But to be very precise, the under shepherd refers to the pastor. So we need to be ready for God, our great shepherd, chief shepherd, good shepherd. We must also be ready for the under shepherds God blesses our lives with. And then we must also be ready for the shepherds who are appointed to assist the under shepherds. So I'm talking about three categories of shepherds. The ideal shepherd, God. The under shepherd, who is a pastor. And then shepherds who are appointed by the under shepherd as help ministers. Now, this brother who is interpreting, you must receive him today as an interpreter. If you don't receive him, you will not enjoy the service. You need to open your heart and receive him and what God has to offer through him. So start opening your heart. Because I feel that the hearts are not that open much as I'm talking right now. So start opening your heart and be ready to receive what is being said from the altar of God. So he's standing today as an interpreter. But he's also a family man. He has got a wife, he has got children. He's also a banker. So which aspect of him are you receiving right now as we are preaching? Are you following what I'm trying to share with you?
Yeah.
I'm saying that you must receive the person in order to benefit from the person. When Jesus came on earth, He was different things to different people. He called himself the Son of God. There were times he called himself the Son of Man. Some people called him a prophet. Others called him a rabbi. And so on and so forth. But the ultimate was that he was Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, who had come to save us from our sins. They could receive him as a prophet. But they could not receive him, some could not receive him as the Messiah. Look at the book of John, chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. So everybody has got different aspects of his life. The aspect that you are ready to receive will go with a corresponding blessing into your life.
Amen.
Verse 10. Jesus was in the world.
Jesus,
and the world was made through him. And the world did not know him. He came to his own. And his own did not receive him. They were not ready for him. They were not prepared for him. Their hearts were closed against him. So although he had something to offer them, he could not, because they did not receive him. Let's go on. But as many as received him, he gave the right to become the children of God to those who believed in his name. And if you have believed in the name of the Lord Jesus, there is a certain right that you have, there is a certain power that you have, is the right and the power to be called the child of God. Sometimes when a pastor is preaching, or when a prophet is ministering, or when a teacher is teaching, or when an evangelist is ministering, they may not be received the way they must be received. Because for everyone, that point I need to emphasize, for everyone, there are different streams flowing out of our lives. So Jesus told his disciples, he said, when you go preaching, those who receive you as a disciple will have a disciple's reward. So sometimes when a prophet is preaching, instead of being received as a prophet, he might be received as a disciple. When you receive a prophet as a disciple, the prophetic unction will not benefit your life. Sometimes when an evangelist is ministering, a person who is anointed to preach the Lord Jesus as Savior and Lord with signs and wonders following, you may just see him as a good man. When you see an anointed evangelist as a good man and not as an evangelist, you may not benefit from the ministry that he's carrying. So every time somebody is ministering to you, be ready to receive the person at the highest level in order to enjoy the highest blessing. You see, Jesus was the Son of God.
But he had siblings.
Na owo nyanum.
And the Bible says his own brothers did not believe in him.
Na nankasa ni nyanum na mame ko wo hon na wonji ni ntum.
The mother believed in him.
Na ne mame ko ti na oji ni tum.
But his brothers did not believe in him.
Ni nyanum ne zina wonji ni ntum.
He also went to his own hometown.
Na okọ nankasa ni krom.
Nazareth.
Wo Nazareth.
To minister to them in a great way. But they did not receive him the way they should have received him. Therefore, the Bible says, there in his own hometown, he could not do many miracles. The things he did were not mighty. A few sicknesses, minor diseases were healed in Nazareth. And this is where Jesus made this statement that a prophet has honor, but not in his own house. A prophet has honor, but not in his own house. A prophet has honor. A prophet carries a blessing. A prophet carries an anointing. But the anointing doesn't flow in his own house because they don't receive him as a prophet. It's a very long introduction I'm giving.
Oh yeah, asama madeleza ni mu odo na owariye.
And this is why you can go to a meeting and receive differently because of the way you are receiving the person who is ministering.
Na eyin ti na ye kweshie dibia, oya ye tu na hene saka nsire kuma bi wo nya orika nyame na asem nsire hene.
So in a sense,
wo ekwan bi du no,
you cannot judge how good a meeting was based on yourself.
Entum na enfa esusuze ento asama obe no ho.
So that whilst to you it was an ordinary meeting, to another person it was a life transforming encounter. Are you ready for the shepherd?
Yes.
Look at Zechariah chapter 10 verse 2.
Zechariah
10 and verse 2. For the idols speak delusions. Like lies. Deceptions. The diviners envision lies. And tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. They do it, but it doesn't work. They comfort the people, but it doesn't work. The ability to comfort is a gift from God. The ability to shepherd is a gift from God. And I'm asking us as a church to receive all the shepherds God blesses us with. God himself as the great shepherd, the under shepherds, and people who are appointed as shepherds in the church, I'm asking us to receive them all, because in many of the things that God is, he is not just the way he is exclusive to himself. He shares himself with men. So if God is love, he puts love into man to show love to others. Are you following what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Because we are made in his image. So whatever God is, he gives portions of himself unto men. So when you see God as a shepherd, but you don't receive any human being as a shepherd, you end up actually despising God the shepherd. I hope it's clear.
Yeah. Na yetum yehu de nyame ye nyame a oyi banhwefo pa na ekwana nyame otino se ehunu wo de onu kuten na oyi banhwefo a entum na enyani hwe no sande nyame ni bibiara owo no onyi nipa na woche nyame ye do nti oma nipa ye kredo nyame ye obi a oyi banhwefo papa enti na wan sem wey eguanhwefo de asofo na ye bompe de obi biara aso no besem eyin de oyɛ oguanhwefo no de be gina tun na ye nyɛ de nyankopon ko tene ye bɔhwɛ de ɔno na oyɛ oguanhwefo papa no enti de bɛhwɛ nyame ye yɛ de ma ye ntum na ye nya nsira oyɛ de ye nyinyara.
We are soon going to appoint some people as shepherds in the church. Every message has an aim, and this is one of the aims of what I'm sharing with you. Because I believe that there are people who must be shepherded by somebody else, not the pastor. So the gift of shepherding that God has given us, we are sharing it with many others. God is our helper. In fact, He is our helper. No other person can help us. So the Bible says that vain is the help of man. However, God, who is our helper, puts the desire to help in other people, and they end up helping us. So you must learn to relate with God, and you must learn to relate with men as well. Now I'm getting into the spirit. There's somebody here. There are certain things God wants you to have. In fact, He has always wanted you to have. But you are not very mindful of your dealings with men. You are not very mindful. You don't respect it. And because of that, you have stayed in that situation for a very long time, when the help God meant for you should have come to you by this time.
Mercy. Atna wuti bie osan de embu kwana nyame fado odi boni paniti wa matibia ewom no atne mate nankasisebri oyede eti demo hono mu na eko wonyim.
So learn to relate properly with Christians, unbelievers, learn to relate properly with people, and the blessing of God will flow through them into your life. Receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Do you know that every gift God gives us is because of others? So when a person says, "As for me, I want to hear from only God. I don't want to deal with men." Just like Apostle Paul. When he became saved, the Bible says immediately he did not confer with flesh and blood. Which was a good thing. But if he had stayed at it, without moving on, his ministry would have been grossly limited. So you know what he did? After 3 years, he went to see Peter, James, and John. Why did he do that? Because it was the right thing to do. And Bible says when he went to see them, they gave unto him the right hand of fellowship. Are you following what I'm trying to share with you spiritually?
Yes.
So, they told him what he had to do.
Now, what kind of oil train?
He said he should be mindful of the poor.
Now,
you go to the Gentiles, we are going to the Jews, but take care of the poor.
Now, I will at one time call a memo phone.
And And this is what he said. He said, taking care of the poor was something I had planned to do anyway. When you read the book of Galatians about Paul's attitude towards Peter, James, and John, at least for me, I get the impression of somebody who is overconfident. Now, because he said that these people who were reputed to be anybody's, then he ended by saying, God is no respecter of persons. In other words, he didn't have a natural recognition for them. And he ended up by saying that these people, they added nothing to me. Meanwhile, they gave you the right hand of fellowship. Are you following what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I believe that he was overconfident. And that thing does not help. Because for me, what I've seen about ministry, I've seen that in the ministry, it's not just your dealings with God. It's also your dealings with other people, your seniors, how you relate with them, how you accept them, how you pave way for them, how you honor them, how you interact with them, how you deal with them. It also opens doors for you. And you can be very anointed, and the anointing can stay with you because you don't relate well with other ministers. Are you following what I'm sharing?
Yeah.
I'm sharing this to say that it is important that you don't confer with flesh and blood. But it gets to a point, it is very equally important that you begin to confer with flesh and blood. And Paul came to that place, so much so that he got to a point, he said something interesting. He said, all these apostles, they are not better than me. That's what I was talking about, his overconfidence. They are not better than me. Then he came to a point, he said, these apostles, I am the least of them. And then he went on, ending with a letter to Timothy saying that, I am the chief of sinners. So as he grew in God, his attitude towards people became more honorable. He was more humble. He was more submissive to others, so that he could even write and say, look, I need John Mark. Bring him to me. He's useful to me. But before then, somebody who had helped you, Paul was just, you know, there was a very sharp quarrel between Paul and Barnabas. And so many things. It's not the central point of my sermon. But I'm saying all this to say that you must learn to relate with people. Otherwise, the resources that God wants to bring into your life may not come. So God must be our helper. But know that he puts the desire to help in people. And so you come into contact with people. They just want to help you. They don't even know why. But you know why. Because of your faith in God. So you learn to receive them. Summarize.
Galatians 1, yeah, Paul, Nintrosem not shred Ubia, now, or Jinuzi Dodo, or send the Okoposia as if he, Peter, John, and James were Naso, Obiano, or Dan Obekade, or Aim Nampo 1 year, and Kofu, a titular one would be a Jeshan, so young the Bible say, Okwe, Peter. John, na James, woman, a kwana or there on winning kitten with the papa, na yet can go to there. On yede ye and kofa, ye back a day, nyame pet ne yeniano, na ye yeni pebianumboa, ye ye de ma, yen tum na ye hu za oide, genya, o sande, and go sango on yenodo, o sande, yen yipa in yan kitten with the papa nitino, and go sano on tumna on yedma in kobe biara, na oide aminao, yes, I see, nyamini hemboa pusu sampara, na ono na oba buema ya ye bibiarano. Odibojia nipe na dem embueno waba inti yenshe kwana yaba fado na yeni nipa enya inkitanguzi.
So God is our shepherd.
Nyame na oyenyen guanshefo.
But men are under shepherd and appointed help ministers who are also shepherds.
Na nyame na raso na osem na oyi guanshefo a wosenase na guanshefo a wosenase no wonso wobesem eyi guanshefo a woyenhon aboafo.
Let's continue with the verse.
Yenko asem no ro.
They comfort in vain.
Na woye de wotete nkofo won re nanso onkosi bebiara.
Therefore the people wander their way like sheep.
Na
they are in trouble because there is no shepherd. Sometimes people are in trouble because they are not under any shepherd.
Thank you all for listening. And if you don't know Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior,
I want you to pray this prayer for me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this afternoon. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Come and stay in my heart and make me a brand new person. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. If you're a teacher of the Word of God, I pray that your teaching ministry will go higher and higher in Jesus' name. Thank you once again, and God bless you.
You are great, yes, you are holy one.
Welcome to the Pastor's Portion.
Walked upon the sea, raised at
it. This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry, Iron Sharpens Iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676 7655 +233 2676 7655 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.